Yeah, I can imagine. From the Ender 3 series, everything that you had to calibrate and hand and everything like that to go to the new X2D, yeah, that's a big jump. Even my P1S that I have that is now 2 years old already, I'm still amazed at what it can do. And then I bought the A1, just the open bed slinger, which is similar to your old Ender 3. But I've been using that quite a bit. I use that especially for a lot of the TPU, because that way it's open. I can work with it a lot easier, and if I need to. Usually the prints are short enough, I don't even put it in the dryer. But if I can, I can pull right from the dryer and right into it. But, yeah, it's definitely a step up for you, that's for sure. And the technology changes kind of overnight sometimes. And now I'm looking online at the new FlashForge, which has now come up with, and there's another one that's coming out. I can't remember the name of that one, that are the multi-print units. So four colors, four heads, zero waste on them, things like that. So a lot of new things coming out. I will kind of wait to see what's out there for Black Friday. See if I pick anything else up. I'd like a multi-head unit, but we'll wait and see. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.